There's a boy who works at Starbucks who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational because of many things. I come in at 8:11 and he smiles and says, "How are you?" When he smiles and says, "How are you?" I could swear my heart grows wings. So today at 8:11, I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper formal way. So today at 8:11, when he smiled and said, "How are you?" I said, "Fine, and my name's Kristen." And he softly answered, "Hey." And I said, "My name is Kristen, and thank you for the extra phone. And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem. Taylor, the latte boy.
Ending 400 episodes classy. A couple of things. One, I want to thank those people who left us voicemails, who I'll be dispersing throughout the podcast. And those people, I want to thank our intro to the show, which was sent to us via Big Fatty.
Oh, nice. Royalty. Yes.
I love him. I
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh,
nice.
Royalty. Yes.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat Run. This is episode 2571 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 5th of December 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all won't finish telling you about the weekend and about some e-letters I got. Hello, attendance, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your attendance today because Big Fatty is awaiting the arrival of one of his flight attendants coming into Charleston. Big Fatty, I knew it would get vulgar. And y'all, plus I've been attending to several things on Monday. Y'all took Monday off. Took Monday off from the coal mine. Y'all, I had one extra use it or lose it day. Yes, Big Fatty. And this coming is my last day of work at the coal mine. And y'all, I just decided instead of just tacking on another day to all the days that I've got coming off towards the end of the month, I thought I'd just take it to today and just kind of have a long weekend. But y'all, I didn't finish telling you about my weekend on Sunday. But before I do that, let's do this. Yeah, let's see, y'all, today the 5th of December, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's got a song written about him. Yes, Big Fatty, we heard it at the beginning of the little show. It's true. Y'all, he is down there in the Tampa, Florida. In Tampa. Yes, Big Fatty, but it's not Guru Nudie. No, it's not. Y'all, he is one of the suits of Pride 48 now. And y'all, I see that over the weekend he went and had some sort of special supper somewhere where it snowed. But and y'all, he posted a picture of his crema tree, and y'all, I thought it was one of those pottery wheels on the top of the crema tree, like from the Ghost. And y'all, but he said it was a top hat, and I said, "Oh, big fatty, a tip of was it Toppy's top hat? A tip of Toppy's? No." It's just a top hat. Okay. Y'all, it is not a big fatty. Get right to it. Y'all, it is none other than Taylor the Latte Boy. You know, he is the host of... He is the husband to Kathy Carlisle Huffington and... and I guess Babalu counts also as a husband. Big fatty. But, y'all, I know he is on the Twitty and the Face Space, so when you see him over there or any other applicable links, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, Big Fatty, I hope for goodness sakes that Babalu goes to the Von's East and gets him his favorite, totally favorite, and it's gotta be from the Von's East. Lord knows it's gotta be from the Von's East. His very favorite piece of cake. Y'all, first of all, I've had lots of comments from different folks sending their condolences on the news of the connections closing. And y'all, I failed to mention with that news when we went to the Cowboy Brazilian Steakhouse, Durwood. Durwood was wearing a black veil. He was as if he was the widow. Yes, Big Fatty, old pocketbook. Anyway, but y'all, I mentioned that I did not go out with the group. I think they went downtown to the Dudley Do-Rights, but I just wasn't up for it. Yes, Big Fatty, you were still in mourning over the connect. Well, I guess that's probably true, too. But anyway, y'all, on Sunday, got up Sunday morning, and y'all, I had my coffee and read the newspaper out on the porch, the veranda of the villa. And y'all, then what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. I know what I did. Y'all, I wasn't pleased with some of the lights that I had put on the bushes in the front yard of the veranda. So y'all, I decided that I had some colored lights. Big Fatty had racist on some of the smaller bushes, but then I had red and white lights for like the candy canes on the taller ones, and I and y'all, I had some blue lights. You know, I was gonna decorate for 4th of July and Memorial Day and all that kind of stuff. And I never did it last year, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll be a little patriotic, Big Fatty, red, white, and blue. It's true. So y'all, I went to the Home Depot. I was going to get another strand of the red lights because I had one bush that I didn't have enough lights for. And y'all, I just decided, you know what? I'm gonna make those bushes in the tall bushes, Big Fatty, the tall bushes, and I'm gonna make them the red, white, and blue. So y'all, that's what I did. That's what I did, and so uh, I uh, I did that, but y'all, when I was at the Home Depot, what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I bought me a strand of the outdoor colored lights, and y'all, I put them on the big bush out in back of the villa. Y'all, nobody decorates the back down the alley alleyway of the villa. And I just decided, Big Fatty, you're just a trendsetter. So y'all, I did that. And I had to go to the Walmart to get a 50-foot extension cord, because y'all, I wanted to have it work off the timer that comes on. So when the lights in front come on, they come on back in the back. So I had to get me a 50-foot extension cord. And the Walmart had one on sale. Less than $10 for a 50-foot extension cord. I thought that was a pretty good deal. And so, y'all, I decorated that bush back in the back, and I was real pleased with myself. And y'all, I put a turkey roast in the slow cooker, and y'all, I made some dressing. It's heavy on the vegetables. I cooked a pound of the Jimmy Dean sausage, a sage flavored sausage, and made my cone bread, and I put in onions and carrots and mushrooms and celery, and cooked them all down in that sausage grease. And I just cooked it down and mixed it with the cone bread and baked it. Y'all, it was delicious. It was delicious with that turkey roast. And so I had that for my supper. Y'all talked to the Hatterina on Sunday night, and did you watch the Carol Burnett 50th anniversarium show? Big Fatty, we did, and it brought back a lot of memories. You know, I don't know about you, but Big Fatty grew up watching the Carol Burnett little show on Saturday nights. And y'all, I can't believe it's been off the air for almost 30 years. I think they said it went off the air in 1978. But y'all, some of it is still just as funny as the day it appeared on the TV machine. But I guess I'll just go ahead and tell you what I did Monday, since it was kind of the extended weekend. And y'all woke up at my regular time and went ahead and got up and had my coffee and read the newspaper and had a little brofkus. And y'all, then I decided I was going to make some nuts and bolts. And y'all, once you start, it's hard to stop. So I had 3 hours of nuts and beans. And y'all, then I decided I was going to make me some green bean casserole. I had all the ingredients to go with my turkey and vegetable sausage stuffing, or not stuffing, dressing. And so, y'all, I'm going to have that for my supper. And then I'm just awaiting to hear from my flight attendant. Big Fatty, just leaving it green bean casserole. Well, y'all, I guess that pretty much finishes off the extended weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty, y'all have gotten several things that I wanted to tell you about. Let's just see here. Oh, I've got an Ax Big Fatty question, but I think I'm gonna hang on to that. Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Big Fatty, Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle sent me a recipe. He sent a recipe in about making those egg cups that he did. And y'all, he says, everybody, I'm writing with a recipe update. Cue the music. Big Fatty, you don't have the music prepared. Well, let's do it anyway. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
That is correct. And y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that never-used-before. Never-used-before, totally original bumper that you've done for the recipe recommendation time. And so we've cued the music. Mr. Cackle says, I am still making the simple little egg muffin brufkus dish, but I've experimented with a bit with adding a dash of onion powder and Worcestershire sauce, about a tablespoon to a dozen eggs. I also sprinkle Mrs. Dash extra pepper spice blend on top before I toss in the oven. Happy baking, Mr. Cackle. Well, Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for that update. You leave it to Mr. Cackle. Leave it to Mr. Cackle to get all hot and spicy on us. Yes, Big Fatty, that's his middle name, hot and spicy. And y'all, then he writes back and he says, Big Fatty, P.S. I forgot to sign my email, love, so I could hear your Lauren Bacall voice. But I come from a Boca Brook. But I come from a broken home, so I have intimacy issues. And then he signs it, love, kinda maybe, Mr. Cackle, BFF, Big Fatty. Well, Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for that. And Mr. Cackle, this brings up an excellent question, y'all. Have you ever wondered why a Worcestershire sauce is called Worcestershire sauce? Yes, Big Fatty, why don't you tell us? Well, I think I will. The wiki says that it is a fermented liquid condiment of complex mixture originally created by the Worcestershire chemist John Wheely Lee and Henry Lee Perrins. The ingredients are allowed to mature 18 months before being blended and bottled in Worcestershire, where the exact recipe is kept. Big Fatty, what is it? What's in it? Well, I got nothing. It doesn't give it. Oh, here he is. Barley malted vinegar. Yes. Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, it's barley, malt vinegar, spirit vinegar, molasses, sugar, salt, anchovies, tamarind extract, onions, garlic, spice, and flavorings, which are believed to include soy sauce, lemons, pickles, and peppers. Big Fatty, who knew? I just called it Worcestershire sauce. That's what I did, too. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there. Taffy Carlisle Huffington and Rodan, what do you have to say about being around Taylor on his birthday?
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, I did not know. Why don't you have him get you a coffee while you're at it?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.